Now to North Korea. The execution of one of the isolated country's highest-ranking officials is raising questions about its stability. NewsHour correspondent Kwame Holman begins our report.
Until very recently, Jong Sung-taek was considered the second most powerful figure in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. But on state TV today, his remarkable demise was made official.
The Special Military Tribunal of the Ministry of State Security of North Korea condemned Jong Sung-taek as a wicked political careerist, trickster, and traitor in the name of the revolution, and the people ruled that he would be sentenced to death. The decision was immediately executed.
Married to the aunt of leader Kim Jong-un, Jong ascended the country's ranks rapidly following the stroke of Kim's father, Kim Jong-il, in 2008. And he rose further still following Kim's death in 2011. Though not a career military man, he was made a four-star general and was fond of appearing in his white military uniform at state events. He played a key role in shaping economic policy and was considered the architect of the country's joint ventures with neighboring China. However, in Beijing today, a spokesman was tight-lipped regarding the news of his death.
This is North Korea's own internal affair. As a neighboring country, we hope for North Korea to maintain stability, economic development, and a happy livelihood for its people.
As with word of his execution, Jong's removal from office was broadcast on state TV earlier this week as the 67-year-old was taken from a central committee meeting by uniformed guards. He was accused of a litany of crimes, from gambling away $6.3 million to womanizing to attempting to overthrow the leadership to not showing proper enthusiasm for his nephew's achievements. In Seoul, South Korea, the high-level purge has put officials on guard.
Generally, in the past, we have seen that efforts to crack down on internal insecurities then lead to external provocations. We are paying close attention to such a possibility this time as well.
Next week, the country marks the 2-year anniversary of Kim Jong-il's death.